Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And today is another one of those solo episodes. I was actually going to have Katie on today, and we had a little bit of an issue with our sound on the computer, so we are saving that episode for next week. It's going to be an episode all about how to come alongside your friends who are coming out of abusive situations. Anyone you know who is dealing with divorce or separation or PTSD or abuse, we are going to kind of talk about that from the friend perspective. I've had a lot of people over the years ask me what they can do to support the people in their life that are experiencing similar things to what I went through. And so we decided we were just going to get down and dirty and create an entire episode about that. So that will be coming next week. But today I am going to do a show all about incorporating hygge into our lives this fall. It's a topic that a lot of us have heard about, know about, but I just thought it would be fun to kind of take a deep dive here, give you some ideas of things that you can do to incorporate more hygge into your life and really have fun with it and have it kind of become even a way of life for you. But before we get there, I'm going to really quickly give you this week's call to action. That's where I ask you to do some small thing that's not going to cost you any money to help support the show and get it out to more ears. The more people we have listening to the show, the more content that we can produce and the more things we can do to serve you guys better. So the little thing I'm going to ask you to do this week is just send the podcast to one friend. You can pick your favorite episode or a recent episode and send it to somebody who you think might find it interesting or funny or helpful. And just tell them, hey, I really love this show and I would love if you checked it out too. Just doing that one little thing, if all of you sent it to one more friend, we could double our numbers in just 1 week. And that would be so amazing and helpful to me. Many podcast apps have a really easy sharing feature. You can look at the specific one you're working with, where you can text the link to a friend directly. It's super simple and it would help us out a ton. So thank you so much to all of you, each and every one of you who send this to a friend. And hey, if you are a new listener because a friend sent you here, thank you so much for coming and checking out the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you find community here and that you really enjoy the content. All right, you guys, let's get down to hygge. Okay, I'm not going to be obnoxious about the way that I pronounce it. I've actually had people from Denmark reach out to me and tell me how to pronounce it, but I'm not going to get all like crazy, like I'm Giada De Laurentiis trying to speak Italian. No, we're just going to be normal and we're going to talk about hygge and all the fun, beautiful, cozy benefits that it can add to your life. So to start out with, I am going to read a little excerpt from The Little Book of Hygge, which I love and I read a couple of years ago. It is indeed a little book. It's very sweetly done. It's by Mike Wiking. We will have links in the show notes as usual, but this is what he writes in his introduction. Hygge has been called everything from the art of creating intimacy, coziness of the soul, and the absence of annoyance, to taking pleasure from the presence of soothing things, cozy togetherness, and my personal favorite, cocoa by candlelight. Hygge is about an atmosphere and an experience rather than about things. It's about being with people we love, a feeling of home, a feeling that we are safe, that we are shielded from the world, and allow ourselves to let our guard down. Now, granted, Mike does point out in that introduction that it's not about things, but he goes on to have an entire book about the things that you can have that will amplify your hygge experience. And likewise, this episode is going to be a mixture of the actual things that make hygge more possible and the experiences that can heighten that idea of hygge. But if you're still confused about what hygge is, it's this idea that was developed in Denmark because they spend a lot of the year in utter darkness. It is gloomy and dark so much. And so instead of fighting that and being frustrated with it, as I know I can, living fairly far north, not as far north as them, but definitely it can be discouraging when it gets dark at 4 p.m. But instead of fighting it, if you decide to press into it and enjoy the cozy and the community that can be found in those darker, quieter, colder months, it can actually be something really beautiful and you cannot resent the winter quite so much. Currently in the Pacific Northwest, we had a freak snowstorm. I mean, it's not that freak. Occasionally it happens. But we have been plunged into 21 degree weather and 6 inches of snow, which was rather unexpected. But that's where we find ourselves this week. My kids were literally swimming in a friend's heated pool 2 weeks ago. And now we have snow that was enough to sled and build snowmen and everything. It's kind of insane. But I think that kind of propagated this idea of, okay, it's time to talk about the hygge. A lot of the ladies in the Patreon group said this was the topic they wanted me to deep dive on and give ideas for. So here we are. So personally, I have been studying and partaking in hygge type activities and decor and all of that sort of thing for probably 3 years-ish, definitely in the last year and a half in my own home. I've been able to do that a lot more, and I'm going to hit on some of the principles that I have found to be the most helpful and interesting about hygge, and I have really incorporated into our life, especially as we head into the holidays, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more at the end. So the first principle that I want to talk about that I think is really important, and hygge is really the thing that kind of put it on the map for me to even think about in the first place. You guys have probably heard me talk about this on the show before because I'm kind of a stickler about it with my kids, but that is lighting. Lighting is everything. It makes such a difference in not only just helping the circadian rhythm of our bodies to be able to wind down at night and wake up in the morning. It is just one of those things that can really foster either that sense of coziness and comfort, or if it's garish, it can be very off-putting or even energizing, or it can be frustrating. Lighting really does more to us than I think we oftentimes acknowledge. Even lighting has an impact on our health. The more light you have in your bedroom at night, the more it impacts your hormones and can actually change the way that your hormones in your body work. It is a very impactful thing that we have to take into account for how it really makes us feel. You know, we've all heard about seasonal affective disorder. That is largely an absence of vitamin D and of light. We need that to kind of get into our cells and make us feel better. So there's a lot of different ways that you can incorporate lighting that is more hyggified into your life this fall and winter. The number one thing that anyone from Denmark would definitely tell you to do is to get candles. They are the hands down number one thing that they say makes a space feel more hygge-like. I think that Denmark outbuys the number of candles per capita than any other country in the world. They just love their candles. They're a super big deal. And I tend to not use too many candles. I'm very picky about my candles because of the smoke and the ingredients that can oftentimes be derived from petroleum. And sometimes the fake scents can really be overpowering to me. I once read a study that it was basically like hooking a Mack truck up to your front door and just letting it blow all of the exhaust in your house, which I don't know if it's quite that extreme, but it definitely does change how your air quality is in your home. So I do want to encourage you that if you are getting candles, make sure you get ones that are soy-based and have as natural of fragrances as possible. If you have essential oil-based fragrances, that's even better, but you just don't want to be adding a bunch of junk into your space. You want to continue to be thinking about your wellness when you're putting the candles in there. So just get ones that are a little bit cleaner burning. I really like even just the Trader Joe's candles. They're not very expensive. They last for a decent amount of time. They've got fun seasonal scents. They're just a simple, easy way to be able to add a little bit of ambiance into your home. Now, the flip side of candles, which we always talk about in the ending stock questions that I ask new guests on the show, is diffusers, of course. It's a great way to add not only lovely seasonal scents into your home, which is a big thing. I think that hygge really takes advantage of all the five senses. So as we talk about things today, that is definitely going to play a part in it. You have that smell that you just associate with fall, and it just takes you there. It helps you to feel comforted or like you are in that season. And you can do that very simply with a diffuser. It's a very clean way to be adding scents into your home. And a lot of them have lights with them, which can add kind of that other sense of ambiance and lighting to your house. So diffusers are another way to go. Twinkle lights are super fun. Now, I am pretty sparse with these because I like to have pretty clean lines with my decor, but especially as we get closer to Christmas, some twinkle lights can just be a really fun thing, especially when I put them into my girls' rooms. And you guys, if you're going to get twinkle lights, get the ones with the timers, because then you can set them to turn on at a certain time of night. You never have to think about them again. And I love anything that I can prep in advance, right? I'm the planning lady. And so if I can get that done beforehand and just set it to the time when it's going to come on, I don't have to think about it. And I just walk in my house and it's beautiful and twinkly and it makes you feel like you're in a winter fairy garden. Just go with it. Get yourself some great twinkle lights. And also a lot of these things that I am mentioning today, I have put together an Amazon list that is just hygge. It's all the things to help you make your life more hygge. And I have a few varieties of twinkle lights on that list so that you can get some ideas and be able to utilize them in your home more. Okay, another couple of ideas as far as lighting goes, a salt lamp is a really great way to add some naturally warmer light to your space. Plus, it's great for your health. And they just kind of have a pinkish glow to them, which I really like. I actually have a salt lamp nightlight in my bathroom. And so it's a great space to have it to kind of be like purifying the air. And I really just enjoy the lighting. It's not a garish nightlight when I go into my bathroom at night. It's just got a really nice glow to it. So I recommend the salt lamps and just lamps in general, guys. The more that we can be shutting off overhead lighting in the evening, it makes a big difference to the feel of your home. Now, I would encourage you to put warmer light bulbs in those lamps so they just have that calming, cozy effect. You don't want a really bright white light. You want to have that kind of more yellowish tinge to your lighting, but just having those lamps throughout your home can make a really big difference. And then if you want to take it a step farther, this kind of harkens back to last week's episode, you guys, smart lights. They are a game changer. I am working slowly on replacing all of the lights in our home with smart lights, and I absolutely love them because if you get the colored lights, you can make them be any hue you want them to be, including different varieties of white. So I have one, for instance, in my bedside lamp, and I can say, Echo Dot, turn my bedside lamp warm white 50%. And it will do it, and it totally changes the lighting in the room. I can also set it to be a nice pink color. That's usually as I'm really winding down to sleep, I'm starting to, you know, read and get snuggly into my bed. I turn it to that pink color. It eliminates a lot of the blue light in the room and just helps me to settle in and have a little bit dimmer shade in my room. That's also the way I wake my girls up in the morning. I have their overhead light be on pink, and I set it to about 30% as they are first waking up. It's just a really nice warm hue for them to be waking up to. And you can also do things with those smart lights like coming on at certain times in the evening or changing down to a certain percentage at certain times in the evening. So it's a gradual way of kind of automatically setting it up so your home has the correct lighting at certain times of day. And you just go in there once, set it up in your app, and then you're going to have your house ready to go to kind of automatically take on that feel of winding down and having a warmer light as you get into the evening time. So, in conclusion, lighting is huge. If you do nothing else to hygge-fy your life this fall, hygge-fy your lighting. Look for every opportunity that you have to make your lighting in your house feel more cozy and to help you wind down in the evening and overall have that sense of embracing winter. But okay, ladies, before we go on to our next point about hygge, I want to introduce you to a brand new sponsor that we have on the podcast. And this is one I'm really excited about. I am going to be having the founder on the podcast soon because I think that he is endorsed by so many great people and he's got really great information. So let me tell you about Clean Plates. As you know, I've been really focusing on my wellness. That's become a big part of this show as we have changed our branding with moving forward. And with COVID and everything going on, our health and wellness is more important now than it's ever been before. So I am so excited to have recently been introduced to Jared Koch, the founder and CEO of Clean Plates, because he has such a unique approach to health and wellness that he calls personalized nutrition. And I think this is so important. I talked about it a few weeks ago on the podcast, and Jared has really nailed it. It makes complete sense. Our nutrition and lifestyle needs to be personalized for us. What works for you might not work for me. There is no one eating plan that is going to be best for every single person's body. And he makes living and eating well so simple and accessible. His approach is not based on all of these fad diets or counting calories or expensive products. It's about finding what works for you so that you can achieve your best health and reach your health goals without feeling like you're sacrificing. It's easy, approachable, and holistic. He really talks about it from all points of view of eating. It's not just focused on the food. It's focused on our mindset and so many other things. Jared believes in what he calls progress over perfection. His goal is to make it easy to discover foods, habits, and practical choices that work best for you. This program helps you figure out what foods might be contributing to your weight gain, any illnesses, or low energy you're dealing with. And he's endorsed by, listen to this, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Mark Hyman, that one really got me excited, and Oprah.com. And you guys, Jared just launched an online program called the Personalized Nutrition Program. This program will guide you to discover exactly what your body needs to lose weight, gain energy, and look and feel your best every day without dieting, counting calories, or feeling like you need to sacrifice the things you love. His program is an affordable and simple process to determine exactly what your body needs to lose weight sustainably, if that's what you're trying to do, or to never worry about falling off a diet again, to feel happier, less anxious, and to safeguard your health from age-related and chronic diseases. This is the part that really got me excited about his program, because it's not just about losing weight. I mean, you're going to get that out of it if that's what you want from it, but it's really a wellness approach so that we are as healthy as we can be, and we can avoid getting sick, and we can avoid these illnesses and really build our bodies up to be the best that they individually can be. The program is a combination of recorded video lessons, PDF resource guides, and weekly support calls from Jared and his partner, which I think are so important because it helps give you that real-life accountability. You'll get access to a library of interviews with expert doctors, coaches, nutritionists, and more, like Dr. David Katz, Arian Resnick, who is actually Pink's nutritionist, Dr. Ellen Vora, a holistic psychiatrist, and 20 more. A big part of the program is an elimination reboot, which is key to finding out what foods work for you and do not work for you. Jared and his team support everyone going through the program fully with 24/7 email support. So if you're overwhelmed or frustrated by the fad diets and conflicting health information out there, you will love this program. And Jared is giving the Live Well audience 20% off the program. So sign up for Jared's personalized nutrition program at cleanplatesacademy.com/livewell. When you visit that page, a 20% discount will automatically be applied for you to your cart. So go to cleanplatesacademy.com/livewell to get 20% off this personalized nutrition program. And now back to the show. Okay, as I mentioned, you really have to kind of think about all the senses as you are pouring into hygge. That's a great way to come up with ways to make your home and your life to feel more hyggified. So a big part of that is touch and textures. Hygge is very tactile. And so as you're thinking about this, think about it in a lot of different ways. Obviously, the clothes that you wear, I'm not saying get up and put on a hoodie and sweatpants every day. You know that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying go ahead and get your nice, winter wardrobe. I think winter is one of the best seasons to be dressing for. But I am a big proponent for hygge evening wear. And that just gives evening wear a whole new connotation. But I really mean, as you get to those evening hours where things start to get darker, maybe go ahead and put on something a little bit more cozy. They've had those great fuzzy shirts that are really in style right now. I don't know about in style, but they're in right now, and they're kind of like faux fur. I got one at Costco for like $15, and it is the coziest thing. I mean, I do feel a little bit like Luther Hargreaves from the Umbrella Academy when I'm wearing mine, because it makes me bigger across the shoulders, but it is the coziest thing. Or I have my Friday Cat Lady sweater, which you see on Instagram all the time. They are those more like cozy, just gonna like get right in there with them kinds of stuff. And I fully believe in changing in the evening. Put that stuff on. Get yourself cozy. It makes a big difference. Get those fuzzy socks out and all of that. I have also put some really fun PJs in our Amazon list for hygge, because you want to have those cozier PJs and the things that you can wear to bed that just make you feel like you are pressing into the winter. And so that tactile thing also goes to the blankets that you have on your beds and your couches. Think Sherpa, fur, weighted blankets. blankets are a great option right now. Change out those sheets, put on some flannel, get that kind of stuff going so that you are having all the kinds of different textures in your home to be able to be experiencing and wrapping up in. It really makes a big difference. There's also things that show up in the decor of hygge, which I think are also kind of tactile, and it's having those natural elements brought into your home. You know, they'll have that basket of pine cones that just feels like bringing the outside in a little bit, since you aren't going to be outside as much as you would in other seasons. Having things that are wood-based or seasonal greenery, that's a big part of hygge. And I'm going to hit on this a little bit more when I talk about Christmas decor at the end of the show, but I just think those are things to kind of keep in mind of having those natural elements brought into your home. I think Michael Lynn Smith does a great job of this. She talks about foraging and going and, you know, bringing in branches and that sort of thing. It's just a really fun way and a really cozy way to be able to bring a little bit of the outdoors in these cold seasons. Of course, music, which is also something that Michael Lynn talks about, it's another one of those sensory things, is a big thing to make you feel more like you're in the fall or you're in the winter. I mean, that's the magic of Christmas music, after all, right? We only listen to it one time of year, and so it helps to define that season because we only listen to it then. And then we end up looking forward to it the rest of the year because we know it's just reserved for that season. But you can do the same thing with any other season. In the fall, I find that I tend to gravitate towards like the You've Got Mail soundtrack or something a little jazzier like Norah Jones that just feels a little bit more laid back and earthy. I really love those kinds of things if I'm turning to music. And then, full honesty, with the snow coming down this past weekend, we went ahead and broke out some of the Christmas tunes, and my kids' hands down favorite Christmas album is The Grinch from 2018, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch by Illumination. It is so much fun. It's got a lot of hip hop. It's got Run DMC. It's got the Brian Setzer Orchestra. It's got Pentatonix. So many fun things on that soundtrack. You can be jamming out in your car, taking your kids to school if they get to go. And it's just super fun. It's a fun one to have on around the house, breakout dance parties. We love The Grinch. So we've hit on the lighting, the textures, the music. Of course, we've got to think about the food and the drink. It is the perfect time to have like your drink of the winter and figure it out and really dive in there and be like, what just sounds so good to me? What is that thing that I want to have every day? Or you can even have drinks that kind of denote different parts of your day. This is something that I've been thinking about lately as I've been hitting my midday slump. And Katie mentioned to me like, oh, I have my mid-afternoon coffee to give me that pick-me-up. And I was like, why didn't I ever think of that? I'm always like ready to take a nap. But I could actually jump in and be more productive. And whether it's coffee or a green drink or whatever it is, think about what you could have at different times of the day to help you to relax in the evening or get up and going in the morning, but still have a little bit of that cozy, you know, whether it's a certain way that you're going to make your coffee or you're going to have a different kind of tea. I always think that a nice chamomile in the evening is really nice, or even a golden milk would be a fun option. There are so many great options from a lot of companies that are out there right now that actually have health benefits to them. So there's a lot of fun things that you can do thinking about the drinks, or even doing things like Russian tea. That was something my mom did growing up. She would make this quote unquote Russian tea recipe that actually has like tang and powdered lemonade in it. So it's definitely not healthy for you, but that stuff is yummy. And it's got like cinnamon and clove, and it's just got that fall kind of scent to it. And it's a hot tea that you drink. So that is probably not one you'd want to have every day, but it could be a fun special treat that you have on the weekends or something. And it's also a great gift to have on hand in little jars to give to friends, or give out as hostess presents. It's just a really nice thing at this time of year to just kind of have on hand a little bit. And I also think that having drinks set to different times of the day help you in your circadian rhythm even denote what times of the day you're entering into. It's kind of a transitional piece. Like it helps you to move from one part of your day to another when you know like, oh, it is time for me to have this drink. I think that's a lot of the power of tea time in England. It is a set apart time of the day where they do this thing and it helps them then transition into their evening hours. Whether you're a tea drinker or not, you can have that kind of transitional, I'm going to take this pause, I'm going to drink this thing, and then I know that is going to take me into the next part of my day. It just is a nice way of moving through the day and being even a little bit more intentional about your time. And of course, with the food, I mean, I love soups. I get made fun of by a friend of mine who swears that soup is not a real food and definitely should not be for dinner. And I'm like, you ain't had my soup, because my soup is hearty and wonderful. And even my kids eat most of the soups that I make. I mean, I love a good zuppa toscana. We just had a chicken and gnocchi this past weekend, which is so yummy. And they are filling and you can stretch them out. I love having a roast and then making that into a shepherd's pie and then having that last us a couple of days. You can really stretch recipes so far this time of year and really pour into having those more heartier, fattier, yummier, like those deep umami flavors that just are so comforting this time of year. So dive in there, break out those fall winter recipes. If you want some of mine, you can go become my friend on Plan to Eat. You can search Bold Turquoise. I'm on there. You can access all of my recipes. But I just love being able to do that winter cooking because I feel like I can get a lot of bang for my buck when I make stuff in the fall and winter, which is really nice. And then there's the desserts, you guys. I think that desserts can bring us together. And they're also just fun things for our families to look forward to. You know, this fall so far, we've made the apple dumplings by Pioneer Woman that are so rich, but so yummy. And then we made this really easy caramel dip. It is literally the easiest thing on the planet. You buy one of those Kraft caramel bags that they're the little balls of caramel, so you don't have to unwrap anything. You find them in the baking section. They've always got them at Walmart. Some other stores, they're more seasonal, but at Walmart, they always seem to carry them. And you just warm those up in a glass bowl in the microwave 30 seconds at a time until they're good and melted. Just give them a good stir in between each of the 30 seconds. Give them a stir so they're completely melted down. And then in another bowl, you want to have whipped cream cheese with your beaters and then pour that caramel into the cream cheese and whip them both together. And it is the most delightful, delicious caramel dip. We use it on pretzels and ice cream and apples and all kinds of stuff. It's a nice caramel dip for apples too, because it doesn't get too hard where it feels like it's going to rip your teeth out. It's just like a really nice kind of tangy caramel. My kids love it. I'm not going to lie. I love it. It is so good and so incredibly easy. So, you know, it's just a great time of year to kind of be diving into the desserts, especially pre-holidays, maybe make one thing a week and just let it be kind of like that fun thing that you do with your kids or for your kids, make the cookies, do all that kind of thing. It's just a yummy time of year, and yummy just speaks to hygge, in my opinion. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to talk about another new sponsor on the podcast, and that's True Earth Laundry Strips. They're ultra-convenient, zero-waste, pre-measured strips of laundry detergent. Okay, now let me tell you a little story, guys. When my second oldest was, I don't know, two, I mean, he was the most mischievous child on the planet, and he emptied an entire brand new container of laundry detergent all over the laundry room floor. Under the washing machine, under the dryer, under the deep freeze. It was everywhere. I had to use a dustpan to clean it all up. That wouldn't have happened if True Earth Laundry Strips had been a thing back in 2011. They would have been really handy to have around and could have saved me a lot of a headache. But even now, even today that my kids are more grown and not going to be dumping laundry detergent all over the floor, I am really excited about this company. First of all, it's eco-friendly. So it's as sensitive to your skin as it is to the environment. I think that's really important. And then they're just super easy, because you don't have to measure laundry detergent anymore. You can get your kids to do it because it's just so simple. They just throw it in there. It's not rocket science. They can just do it themselves. Plus, it saves me a ton of room in my laundry room, and I like to have my little laundry closet look all nice and put together. And with those big old jugs, that's a whole thing. You gotta find a spot for those, and then they've got the detergent dripping down the sides, and you know, it's just usually a mess. But with True Earth, I don't have that issue. And I love just the elimination of the jugs, period, because they are such a drain on the environment. Most of the time, they do not get recycled. In fact, 700 100 million laundry jugs end up in landfills every year. But True Earth's packaging is compostable, recyclable, it's just like a little paper pouch. And because of that, to date, True Earth has eliminated 2 million jugs from landfills. And probably the best and most important thing you're wondering, Mackenzie, but does it actually work? And yes, True Earth is eco-friendly with uncompromising cleaning power. A lot of eco-friendly products compromise effectiveness and convenience, but not True Earth. They've got both of those things covered. In fact, they're so convenient that you can even schedule automatic deliveries. So you're never running out of detergent, you're never going to do a last minute load and realizing you don't have anything and you've got to run to the store. They've got you covered. True Earth is paraben-free, phosphate-free, free of added dyes, free of chlorine bleach, biodegradable, and the fragrance-free version is also hypoallergenic. And True Earth gives back. It is matching every purchase and donating to hospitals, food banks, and shelters across the USA and Canada to help those in need. Also, True Earth has risk-free purchases, so if you aren't satisfied, they'll give you your money back. It's a no-brainer. So at the very least, give them a shot and get a refund if you're not happy. And I even have you 10% off your order. So just head over to www.true.earth and use promo code LIVEWELL at checkout. That's www.tru.earth. And if you have any questions, you can send a message to @TrueEarthMovement on Instagram. Okay, now back to the show. So we were talking about the food of the season and the drinks of the season, and there is something about food that brings people together. And it's one of the main staples of hygge. It's a big deal to bring people together. I think they realized that the cold season has a tendency to keep people isolated. And so it became a part of hygge to make sure that you are gathering together with other people. Now, I know this is kind of difficult during COVID, but I think at this point, after this long, a lot of us kind of have our quarantine circles, those people that we are okay with being around. And so I really want to encourage you during this time to press into that. Just because the weather's turned, it doesn't mean you have to stop getting together with your friends. I think this is especially important for our kids right now, even more so if they are virtual schooling, because they just don't get to be around other kids very much. So make sure you're having those family dinners where you're inviting another family over. Neighborhood events. Have that book club. As we get closer to Christmas, have a cookie decorating event or a gingerbread house decorating. Start thinking about it even now so that you have ideas of how you can be bringing people together closer to the holidays. Have a sledding party and provide hot cocoa. Even just with the people in your own house, you can do something as simple as make one of those desserts that we talked about, watch a movie, pop the popcorn. We got to do that. We got to press into those movie nights with our kids. And I will be the first one to say that is really hard for me. I have trouble sitting through a cartoon. I don't know if I have ever actually watched Frozen. I have heard it about 800 million times. But for me to sit down and watch a cartoon is really hard. So I, a lot of times, will look for alternative movies that are not animated. Things like Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. I loved that movie as a kid, and guess what? My girls do too. Or we recently, after our sledding night that happened just last week, watched Cool Runnings. It is hilarious. My kids are still quoting it, and it was just such a fun show for us to be able to all watch together and me to say, oh, hey, I was little when I watched this, and they love that. It's super fun to find those movies that kind of become part of your family culture, and I think that Cool Runnings is one of those. So press into that in this season, bringing your people together. I think it is so worth it, especially when we can tend to get down and alone, even more alone this year. We've got to kind of put in that extra effort to make sure that we are gathering with other people, we are connecting with other people, and that so are our kids. Another thing that is great to do, and I personally feel is very hyggified because I think that it is cozy and nice to do, is to kind of get crafty. Now, this can look like whatever you enjoy. It doesn't have to be any particular thing. I really like yarn crafts because they don't take a whole lot of effort and they don't take very much concentration. I can do them while I'm watching a movie, which is another tip. If you don't like watching movies with your kids, if you have something to do with your hands, I will usually sit through it longer than if I didn't. And so if I'm just doing something really simple that I can use muscle memory to get my way through, like crocheting a blanket, it helps me to just sit there a little bit longer and stay with them and stay in it. Plus, I kind of like the satisfaction of seeing progress and creating something in what is otherwise sort of like a barren time with the cold and everything. I actually started crocheting a blanket last year, put it down through the spring and summer, and have recently picked it back up again. And now my oldest daughter, Emerson, is really at an age where she can pick it up and do it herself. Last year, we started her blanket, and that was a little rough going. It was like, oh my word, am I going to have to sit here through every single stitch? But now she actually much more has the hang of it, can get it done herself, only has questions for me occasionally, which is super fun to be able to do it with her. So whether it's cross-stitching, knitting, crocheting, quilting, I don't know what other thing. There's a million other crafty things that you could be doing. I think it's a really nice time for that. I think particularly I'm also probably drawn to the yarn crafts right now because it's one of those tactile things and it feels warm and cozy, and I will just take all the warm and cozy right now. Okay, and the final idea I am going to bring up about hoogifying for this fall and winter is one that some of you may buck against. I understand that. I used to be in your camp, but then I broke ties with you last year and I decorated early for Christmas. Now, like I said, I know you won't be all on board with that, but I'm almost just saying, like, just give it a try. Just 1 year, just give it a try. We actually really liked having up our Christmas decorations for that long. It was so fun to be able to enjoy the light from the tree and have that ambient glow. It just felt sweet and special. And I am so glad we did it. We actually did it early last year. I don't know what came over me or why I got a wild hair to do it as early as we did. But my brother ended up passing away 3 days later. And I don't think that I would have decorated if we hadn't done it early. And it was just like God's grace that he made me get out there and get our tree. I had found a deal on a tree at Walmart and was just like, I'm going to go get it. And it was the first year in our new home. And so I'm so glad that we were able to do that. And because I was really starting from scratch, I was also able to redecide what I wanted the design of our Christmas decor to be. And guess what? I wanted to make it very hygge and Scandinavian. I ended up going with a very muted sort of monochromatic color palette. It was a lot of creams, whites, greens, blacks, grays. I know, black. That sounds crazy for Christmas, but it came out so cool and it just felt calming and nice. Like I can't quite embody it with words, but when I would come into the space with the Christmas decor that we had selected, it just felt cozy. And I continued down that path of the hygge idea of creating our Christmas decorations by using a lot of natural fibers. I went with stockings that had fur across the top and then were knit on the bottom. I went with a lot of wooden ornaments to bring in those kind of earthy, natural elements. And then I just would add like a touch of sparkle in certain places, a couple of ornaments that had a little bit of glitter. We got a flocked tree, which I had never really thought I would do, but I loved it. I loved the tree being mostly white. It kind of brightened up the space. It looks pretty even during the day, and it just feels kind of magical and wintry when we have it up. And I love it. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it definitely has been for us. And then this year, we're going to step it up a level because we are going to have our tree and our lights and everything controlled by our Echo Dot. So we will just be able to say, Echo Dot, I'm not going to say the real name, you're welcome, turn on the Christmas lights. And they'll come on. I am even going to create some routines for Christmas this year that at certain times of the day, the lights will automatically turn on, some Christmas music will turn on. You could even set like a diffuser to go off or something like that so you fully bring in all of the different scents of Christmas. You could have a morning Christmas routine with your Echo where your coffee would start and you would have certain music playing and you could, you know, just get your day going in that way. I think it would be so fun. And we're really looking forward to seeing all the different ways that we can put our Echo Dot into play this fall and this Christmas. So I will be sure to keep you updated on how you can be techie in that way if you want to. But we are just loving all of the benefits of that and how even something super technological like that can play into making our hygge life, which is like, you know, more naturally centered and grounded, a little bit easier to come by because you put things into routines and you get things planned in advance so that you actually follow through with them, which I think is really helpful because a lot of times we have these pie in the sky ideas about how we are going to create a hygge type of space or routine or any routine for that matter, but it's hard to follow through on it. And sometimes when we use a little bit of technology, it helps us to kind of get over that hump and be able to continue forward and actually do the things that we want to do. And now we are going to take one final break for this episode to talk about Simply Earth. Now, I mentioned this company on the podcast recently. I'm so excited about them. I think it would be a perfect Christmas gift if you guys are wanting something creative or something even to buy for your own family for a lot of different reasons. This could be one of those kits, whereas, you know, sometimes you get like a crafting kit or something like that for your kids. This is one you could all do together and have it be things that you create out of this box that you're all really going to use. And on top of that, on top of just being able to do something fun with your kids, you're actually helping your home be one step closer to being toxin-free and learning even more about essential oils. Because I know a lot of us have invested money into oils, but we're not really using all of them or don't know how to use them, and they just kind of end up sitting around on a shelf. Well, with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you will gain confidence and clarity in using essential oils to help you make your home toxin-free and create these products that you're really going to enjoy. So you get four pure essential oils and natural ingredients delivered to your doorstep. Then you use the easy-to-follow recipes to make six different products with the oils and ingredients found in the box. And then you enjoy the peace of mind that comes with using natural products that you know the ingredients of because you made them yourself. And the best parts are, these oils don't break my budget, and Simply Earth's essential oils are 100% pure and come from the best farms all over the world. All of Simply Earth's essential oil recipes are tried and tested by in-house certified aromatherapists, and the monthly recipe box has over 2,000 five-star reviews. And then, even better, because they're an awesome company, Simply Earth gives 13% of their profits to help end human trafficking. So the essential oils alone that are in these boxes would cost over $100 from other companies. But with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you get four pure oils, six recipes, and extra ingredients for only $39. And when you subscribe, you get a free big bonus box with even more natural goodies. I got this box. It was awesome. You guys, using essential oils to support your wellness doesn't have to be overwhelming. Have fun making your home toxin-free with Simply Earth's Essential Oil Recipe Box. Plus, get a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you subscribe using my URL, simplyearth.com/livewell. Again, that's a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you go to simplyearth.com/livewell and subscribe. Okay, you guys, we have reached that part of the show where I talk about this, not that, or whatever it was I called it that people said they liked and now I can't really remember. But I am finding that it's really hard for me to say the not that. I think I generally just don't use things that I don't think I'm going to like. How three of that is me. What an Enneagram thing. Okay, you guys, I'm going to talk about a couple of things that I am really liking right now. I'm going to reserve the right that if any time I want to say, hey, don't use this or don't watch that, that I still can. But today I'm going to press into the things that I am enjoying. And I have three for you today. First of all, I'm going to give a disclaimer because there is language in this recommendation that I'm going to give you, and there are references to things that would not be appropriate for children. So if that's going to offend you, just steer clear. But I have been watching Ted Lasso on Apple TV. I know this is kind of old news. Everybody's already watched it. It's so good. It's Jason Sudeikis, and I just love his character. There are so many great characters in this show. There's also a couple of characters who you just hate, or you hate but you want to love them, like you're kind of pulling for them. And the character of Ted Lasso is so optimistic and so positive. It's insane. There have been quotes from this show that I then tell my children. Like, he says to this one player who's really upset, do you know what the happiest animal on the planet is? A goldfish, because he only has a 10-second memory. Be like a goldfish. So that's like our new saying, be like a goldfish. Don't be annoyed with your sibling. You gotta let it go. So I love, it's very fast-paced, great storyline. If you're looking for something quick, they're pretty short episodes that is just going to be uplifting. Even when things are hard on the show, they come at it from a really positive place, and I have really been enjoying that. The next thing I have really been enjoying is Kleem Organics Anti-Aging Retinol Moisturizer Cream. So that's Kleem, K-L-E-E-M. I have this on my skincare list on Amazon. You can go find it there. But it was a retinol moisturizer that Melanie Schenkel had actually recommended on her podcast, and so I thought, okay, well, I will give it a try. And I am really liking it. I've actually been using it every single night and I haven't had any drying out of my skin. So I feel like it's a really good starting place for retinol. If people haven't done much retinol before, this is a great way to kind of pack a couple of different things into one product. You can put it on your face every night and you're not going to have to worry about like splotchiness or redness or dry patches. It's just super moisturizing and it helps with anti-aging and it's organic. So that's awesome. Definitely go check it out. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear. And then the last thing that I am going to recommend, and I'm going to say right off the bat, I'm not done reading it yet, but I'm really now at this point where I'm sucked in and I'm enjoying it. And that is Bringing Down the Duke. I bought it on a Kindle sale, I don't know, a while ago and just started reading it. I am sucked in. I love this story. It's during like the suffragist movement in England and there's a duke, clearly. And it's like one of those love stories where, you know, she's kind of not into him. So that's kind of intriguing to him. And she's super smart and she's not all full of herself. And so that's intriguing to him. And I just love that. I love when a woman just gets to be like smart and independent. And that is what attracts a man. Yes, sir. Okay, you guys, I don't know where it's going to go. Like I said, I can't fully. I may need a disclaimer for this too. There have been, you know, some mentions in the book of them being attracted to one another. So if that is going to dissuade you, then just don't read it. But if that is not going to ruffle your feathers, then you might really enjoy this fun love story. It's set around Christmas time. So that's kind of fun too, coming into this cold season. It's very applicable to the hygge. You know, I think it's a good fit. So if you read it, if you watch Ted Lasso, if you try out the Kleem Organics Anti-Aging Retinol Moisturizer Cream, they come up with a longer name. I would love to hear from you. So find me on Instagram, you guys, at Mackenzie Coppa. That is where you can always DM me and I make sure that I reply to everyone who messages me. So find me over there. We can chat about it. You can find links to all of this stuff in the show notes by just swiping up in whatever app you are using to listen to the episode or going to MackenzieCoppa.com and clicking on podcast. All right, ladies, thanks so much for hanging with me. Show me your hygge on Instagram. Take pictures, take videos. Show me how you make your life more hyggified. I would love to see. All right, until next week, go be bold and gracious.